Welcome to the Open Doors Podcast. I'm Janine.
I'm Marissa.
I'm Yvette.
This is a place where we would like to welcome you into our stories of rising and of falling, of laughing and of crying, of loving and of losing. We aren't perfect. We definitely don't have it all together. We don't even fully understand, but we do have each other. And because of that, we have an open door. Hi guys, welcome back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Wow,
2025, and we decided for this episode that we would kind of do like a wrap of 2024 and just look at what went on to reflect and look at our doors, look at our open doors, look at our shut doors, look at our sometimes open doors, look at our yeses, our nos, and just year in review, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. What a year 2024 has been. We kept talking about the theme of making all things new and how Jesus makes all things new in our lives. And it's like looking back and looking to the future at the same time, thinking back to 365 days ago. You know, obviously we're recording a few days before the actual new year, but just to think of where I was standing personally 1 year ago, I cannot believe the changes in the seasons that I experienced this year, because it wasn't just one season. It was multiple, as there is in a year, especially if you live up here in New York. But, oh, I'm so grateful. I feel so blessed.
And your word was season last year.
Yeah, it was. Really? It was. Yeah, that was my word of the year, season.
I know, it's cute. Yeah, no, right. Like, this year has been crazy. Like, crazy for me. I end up and start the year in another country, and now I'm going to end up and start the year in another one. So just starting in that, it's like crazy, all the things that happened to me. And I'm grateful for each one of them, like all of them, the good and the bad ones. I'm deeply, fully grateful for all of that because I'm here because of all of them. So thank you every day. But yeah, my world was transformation, and I can tell you it has been, and it's going to continue, as I know, but I'm not the same person that arrived here, that land here. Yeah, it has been the most, for me, intense year. I will never forget this year, for good and for bad, that we will talk about it.
I actually love that. I love the idea of it being like a very intense year, and I'm not the same. And when you say I'm not the same, that's something that I've heard from my own heart. Like, it's something that I've said to myself. For me, that was such a good thing that I wasn't the same. And I feel like it's just like it's time to make things new. That's what Jesus says. It says it in the Bible, I make all things new. But there's something about that scene in The Passion of the Christ. And I don't know how many people have seen that movie. But there is a scene in The Passion of the Christ where Jesus is walking with that cross and he falls. And his mother is watching, and she sees her son fall to the ground. And in that moment, you see her remember when he was a little boy and he fell. And they did it so well because she was running to him as that mom to a little boy. And then she was running to him again when he was like full grown man giving up his life. And when she got to him, he like just looked at her and he was like, "See, I make all things new." And to me, I remember watching that, and I'll never forget it ever. And I feel like in the midst of the worst possible scenario, in the midst of the worst possible scenario, to hear those words, that's what I always want to hear.
Yeah. Amen.
Wow. That was powerful.
Yeah.
I'm speechless right now.
I didn't really know where you were going with that, but
yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, when you were talking about the passion, I just kept seeing him get up at the very last few seconds of the movie and walk to heaven out of the grave. And that's really what struck me. I mean, I actually, when we were in Mass recently, I actually had that vision, and it was just, I had both. Like, I had the vision of the extreme on the cross, like very last seconds of his life. And then it flashed to the moment where he walked out of the tomb up to heaven and that beautiful sunlight. And then I actually came home and on Facebook, I saw a very similar image, except right before the image of the Passion, it was when he was born and he was a little baby. And I just think that for me personally, I want to say that last year was linear, mm-hmm. that I was one way, like in the beginning of the year, and now I'm another. And although that's very true, it wasn't just like, okay, I was like in the grave January 1st, 2024, and now I'm like in heaven. Like that's not really what happened. Mm-hmm. But I think the beauty of it is that I am not the same as I was a year ago. I am transformed, as you said. And every year I move forward, I am becoming more and more transformed as I give my yes and my permission to Jesus to step into those areas of my heart, areas of my life. And the more I say those yeses, the more he's able to transform it. So in a way, it is linear, but mm-hmm. it's not, because there's always more layers to yourself. There's always more layers to your heart. And then experiences that take you from high to low to in mm-hmm. between. It's just the beauty of the year. And I love reflecting back on years. I do. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah. When I started following Jesus and saying yes this year, I used to be really upset and angry in a deep part of me, thinking like, okay, the year that I just said yes and I have known him has been the suffer and the pain and the loneliness and all the obstacles and fears that I have to confront. And I was really upset, like, okay, this is what happened, you know? Because if you ask me, at least now, I'm going to tell you, yeah, this has been for me the worst year, but the best one mm-hmm. at the same time. You know, and then now that I'm arriving to the end of the year, I've been reflecting on that. And I just figured out that it had to happen. To become this new version, I had to confront all the storms and all the fears that were just hiding in some, I don't know where, but deep in my soul or in my spirit, I don't know. But if I wanted to wake up this version that is the real me, I had to die in some way. And I mean, it's not a beautiful thing. It cannot be really beautiful, you know? The only way to grow, it's sometimes through a storm, through the pain and through the suffer. But Jesus was always there. So the loneliness was different. I was never alone. I was always having someone to go to and talk and pray and feel comforted, you know? But the suffer was there. So, It's not easy. It has not been easy, but it's the first time that I know that I don't have expectations for the new year. And it feels weird because it's the first time that I don't have a plan. It's the first time that I have no control of anything because I don't know. And I'm totally freaking out. I'm super scared, but I'm feeling closer to Virgin Mary because when she received the news, she was scared, I guess, and she didn't know. And it was probably the first time that she didn't know anything about her future. She couldn't see anything and she trust. And I think that's what am I doing right now? Like, thanks God, I don't have anything in my hands right now. Like, I really don't know what I'm going to do the first of 2025. You know what I mean?
And I think that the ability to actually know the future is always just an illusion of control and manipulation anyways on all of our parts. We don't ever actually know exactly what it is that's going to happen, but it's like that one step in front of another. It's that taking this one day at a time. And I think that's the only way that the Blessed Mother could have ever done it. No, you know, I mean, she did kind of know the prophecies and all of that. She knew her faith. So she knew what was to come, but yet there was a darkness around it, like how it was going to play out. And I think that is one of the best things that I have learned from my faith, is that, like, listen, this is it. We do live here. And we are going to go through those storms. We're going to have those experiences of highs, and we're going to have the experiences of lows, and we're going to have the dying, and we're going to have the rising, and we're going to have the seasons. The seasons reflect life. And the form of Christianity that I have been taught since I'm a little girl, that I started listening to when I was way older because I would never really accept it. But when I did start to believe it, it makes sense. You accept Jesus and you welcome him into your life. That doesn't mean like, oh my gosh, well, now I'm never going to have another problem again. That's not real. It's an illusion. All it means is that you're not alone and you have him with you. He shares your burdens. He walks with you. And that is what I know. That is what I discovered. And to me, the discovery of that comes with the encounter. It doesn't come from just going to religion class and learning your prayers and learning how to say them and learning. No, it comes with the encounter. It comes with the meeting of him.
The relationship.
Yes. And once you have that relationship, there really is no turning back. There just isn't. And thank God for it, because it really did. I'll never forget it. When you said I'm not the same, I said that too. I said it over 20 years ago. And I remember walking into my parents' room and saying to them, something happened to me tonight. It was the night that I had my encounter. And I looked at my parents and I was like, I got prayed with tonight with these people. And I'm not the same. And I'm never going to be the same again. And my parents looked at me and they were like, I know. I remember thinking, like, I want to make sure I'm clear here. I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I don't think I'm, you know, superior in any way. I just am not that same girl that I was when I left the house tonight as who I am now. And I remember I did something with my dad. We did something at church together. We did like a little mission at church maybe 15 years later after that. And I remember my dad shared on that. He said, I remember when my daughter walked in that room and looked at me and said, I'm not the same girl that I was. He's like, and I can tell you now, 15 years later, she's not. And that's going to be you, you know, and that is you all these years later. And it is the biggest gift that could ever be offered. Because yeah, you do die of things, of circumstances, of situations, but then you rise. And that's my word of the year. My word of the year was arise. And that's what I feel like is happening.
The word that came to me from the moment you started talking and then throughout your story was hope. And I just think that if we go through those years of change without being broken down, when we have those encounters and we leave thinking and knowing that we're never going to be the same again, those are like the big moments. Mm-hmm. And then there are these little moments that you don't even really maybe feel that big change. Like, yeah, I do remember that encounter that I had with him. And it was with you and James on Good Friday in April of 2022. And that's a moment that I'm never going to forget. But maybe Mass on Sunday and a random day in July, I'm not going to maybe remember that day. But that doesn't mean that that encounter didn't build something in me and that consistency, or whether it be listening to not our specific podcast, but any podcast, mm-hmm. or having a conversation with a friend or any sort of thing that you do that builds your faith creates that hope. And the encounter just continues and continues. And as the relationship builds, then you are new, mm-hmm. time and time and time again. And if you don't go deep and you don't break it down, we have to be broken down in order to be made new.
Yeah.
You know, with the gold dust, with the scars, with the wounds. Because if we don't get broken down, then all we do is put a mask over it. Mm-hmm. And then we're just going to put another mask over it. And then it's just, it's not authentic. It's not lasting. It's not deeply rooted in our hearts. It's not deeply rooted in the way we're going to live. So yeah, I mean, I had to leave a house today. I had to leave a house this year. Not had to, but I chose to, you know, and that was being broken down and now building a new home in a new house. I was in a relationship in the beginning of 2024 and that ended. And now it's barren. And then it was like, okay, now time to build again. You know, there are so many things that I think this year got broken down that are building up in a different way. But because I felt like Jesus was asking me to make all these moves in a way, he opens the door. Like if I didn't live here, would this podcast be being recorded right now? I don't know. Had certain things not happened, would I have had the room for what he is asking me to do on this mission that he set out for my life, which I'm not even quite sure how or what. Yeah. So I just think that, you know, there is a yes and there is a no. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. there is a yes, Jesus, break me down, or yes, I'm going to take it all apart and I'm going to, you know, let you put me back together. And maybe there's a no. And then mm-hmm. maybe that closes a door, but it doesn't mean that he's not going to be there with you or open a different door for you.
I like the word new, because for me, this year has been like a new life, new country, new people, new home, like everything new. But I really think that he put all the things, all the people, all the situations that I needed to become who I am. Because if I think about all these things, like he put you around me, he sent me to you. Mm-hmm. And I needed you to grow. Mm-hmm. And he knew it. He chose the family. He chose the church. He chose the place. He chose the moment. And everything was new. But first, I had to break down. Mm-hmm. And I had to fall, because he wants us free. Mm-hmm. So for being free, he needs to break all those chains. And for break mm-hmm. all those chains, you need to fall mm-hmm. to then arise. Like he did in the cross.
Yeah.
But you need to fall. Like you cannot skip that step. But he's going to be there.
And not be afraid to recognize them, not be afraid to really like look at them head on. It's scary.
Yeah.
New is scary. Looking at your chains are scary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's worthy. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's not really important at what point are you right now, ending the year. If you are high or low, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. It doesn't matter how you're going to start the year. For me, what is really important, what is the most important is how are you going to walk or continue walking this year? Alone or with him. That's an important point. Note how you start and how you continue walking.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. All of it. It's exactly what his followers did. We're his followers. We're just his followers today. And I think to imagine the illusion that it's not going to hurt, that you're not going to break, that there's not going to be those moments of coming apart and then coming back together. It's just, that's just not real. I had a really good year, I would say. Like I loved the things that went on. I loved the growth that I saw in my friends, and I loved the growth that I saw in my family. But I definitely experienced loss this year. I mean, I lost my dog, you know? And that to me was one of the most challenging things ever. And it was strangely beautiful, but at the same time, it was like, you know, I think about him all the time. I'm like, that's, you know, normal. Yeah. But that's just a part of it. You know, my life isn't going to be perfect just because I have chosen what I've chosen. But I will say this, he absolutely was with me in that grief and in that loss. And in that, you know, I was sharing with another friend today who also had a loss in that same way with like with her dog. And we were both just like, thank God that we have God with us and also have each other. And I think that that's something that friendship, that's another open door. Friendships, they're an open door. There's so many people that I have gratitude for this year. But I am especially grateful when I have an opportunity to share my faith with the people that I love.
And I can totally see like the yes and the no this year, but the no's were not feeling like, no, you don't deserve it. No, you are not good enough. No, it was like, no, I'm protecting you now. No, you have to wait. No, you have to wait till, you know, like, the no's were different when they are from God. They are not because you are not good enough or you don't deserve him. All the no's are protecting you, mm-hmm. you know? And I was feeling like that, like, just like the wait, you know, step by step, like patience for me. God loves patience and humans hate patience. That's for me, that's, you know, like we are working, all of us, in that, in God's timing. And sometimes it's not easy. And something that was happening to me, guys, is that I was struggling with, I'm a little bit afraid of dreaming because mm-hmm. I'm afraid of being hard mm-hmm. of expectations. Because what happened, like when you trust in God's plans, usually they are not like how you expect it, you know, mm-hmm. or how you imagine them. And I was not expecting a lot of things that had happened this year to me. Mm-hmm. I'm still grateful for them, for all of them. I repeat, I'm really grateful because I'm here because of them, but they were not what I expected, you know? So sometimes I'm afraid of dreaming again about this new year, but then I understood that dreaming is not the same as creating expectations. I think expectations is not like a really good word. Mm-hmm. It's like more adult's playground expectations because you get obsessed to these expectations. Mm-hmm. Like they have to be like that. And if they are not like that, you get disappointed. But dreams.
Dreams are beautiful.
Dreams are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Because like if there is someone that can make these dreams like becoming true, but becoming true in a way that you are going to enjoy them and be happy with them and they are meant to be for you, it's him. Like he's the one that he's orchestrating, it's good, all the movements in your life. So if you have to trust in some hands, just trust in them, you know?
I love that. I love the difference between expectation, so to speak, and like maybe anticipation. I just think it's a different, I think one of them is a dream. I love the word dream. So it's like you're dreaming of something beautiful, but you're not obsessing over it. Like it's not controlling your every move. It's not controlling your every action. It's just a dream should add to the beauty of life. Whereas the controlling, demanding expectation doesn't add beauty. It adds fear. And I think that's how you know when it's from God and it's a beautiful dream, or when it's something else that's really just trying to hold you and chain you, because dreams are beautiful.
Yeah, dreams are like a gift for me. If you have that dream in your heart, it's because of something. Like he knew, you know, he put that dream in you.
Yeah.
Just trust.
It's like a desire, you know? I mean, God didn't put a desire in my heart to be an astronaut because I'm not made to be one. Not to be so literal, but, you know, it's true. And I think the word desire is just so special because we desire something. And I think God places that in our hearts. And when the desire is there, then the expectation is there. And then we make a plan and then we have the expectations and it's future faking and then it's control. And then it's really not allowing his hand to be a part of it. And I loved what you said about the no's, because when I originally said the yes and the no, what I meant was my no. Like if God asked me to do something and maybe I didn't do it, or like I chose, you know, something that wasn't part of his will or his desire or against him, I could feel it. Like I could feel a disconnect from him. I could feel doors closing. I could feel almost like boxed in, like I didn't have any other room for growth and transformation and him to do the working. But the way that you said it was like God's no. And sometimes people have this image of God as this like authoritative like I said no, and it's not
like that.
It's like he puts this, you know, we say this a lot, but it's like he puts this gentle hand on yours and says that's not for you, or he's protecting you, or he's saying, well, if you know, engage in that situation, that's going to distract you from what the path I have you on. You know, so it's this like flow of just obedience in what he's asking. And I'm not saying that like I wake up every morning and God gives me direction and then I'm like, okay, check, did that. God's going to deliver it. I mean, like, wouldn't that be great? It's that consistency of encounters, small and big, and building that relationship with him that it just becomes natural. It's a love story. Your relationship with God, Jesus, is a love story. And, you know, it's like a marriage or a mother son, or, you know, it's a long, long journey, but it's work and it's consistency. And what strikes me every end of the year, especially lately, because, you know, it has been a significant time of growth in my life through my grief and becoming a widow 4 years ago. But, I just, the thought is just, look what he did in 2024 for me. What the heck does he have planned for in 2025? It's just like, it's like, you know, there are moments where you're like, could it get any better? You know, certain parts. And then there are certain parts where you're like, yeah, it better get better. You know, like it's the both and. Yeah. But just the blessings and the gifts. Yvette, you, like, how could I not say that first? You know, you being such a blessing. And then your yes to come to our prayer group and your yes for this podcast. Like, God gave me a sister. God gave me a nephew this year, like a new house. I mean, all of the amazing blessings and gifts that he has given me, like, I can't imagine what next year is going to bring. And I can't wait. I mean, even as small as I'm looking at some of my books that I've read in 2024, and I'm like, what am I going to read in 2025? Like, this is going to be so great. Yeah. I can't, what TV show am I going to watch that's going to change my life or give me hope and more faith and more joy?
Yeah. You know? It's amazing. And it's okay to fail. Like you said about that sometimes, you know, like you go to, you make a decision that you know that it's not what he really wants for you. But I think it's okay because, like, live, it's not a rehearsal. Like, we don't come here with a rehearsal, you know, it's like one shot.
We don't have a script.
Yeah, we don't have a script. We just go step by step with the best that we have to offer. But the best that we have to offer increase when you follow him, when you when you let him change you. Because when once he touched your heart, there's no way back.
Yes.
Ooh, I love it. I was thinking the same thing of that. I was thinking of when she said about how he's not trying to be like this mean authoritative, like, I said no. Like, that's not how he works. You know, we might not be in agreement of like the path, and I might make a different turn than he wanted me to. And he's not standing there, you know, ready to just kind of like wag his finger in my face. It's not like that. He's like, just, he'll just flow with me. And then when I'm ready to turn back and go in the way that he wants me to go, then it's like, he's like, all right, let's go. There's not that, like, I think people do really believe that. Like, I think they really believe it's this, like, punishment. Like, you're bad. And that's not how he is. Yeah. I know from experience, because there's been many choices all the time. I am all the time making choices that I'm like, oh, he's not going to like that. And I'm not, you know, I don't take him for granted and be like, well, he's going to, you know, love me anyway, so I might as well just do. No, it's not like that. But I do strive to try and stay with him and listen and give my tiny yeses. But when I choose my own path, he doesn't judge me with this harsh, horrible punishment. He just kind of accepts me. And I think that's what we all want. We all want to be seen and accepted like that.
Yeah. I think he allows the mistakes so then you can grow. And when we go back again to him, he's like with open doors and open arms, like, come here, kid.
Yes.
Let's redirect again the path, you know. And I like what you said about the punishment, because the first months before knowing you and meeting you, I was feeling this loneliness because I was missing, and I am still missing so much, my family, and more now that Christmas is coming. And I was like really upset, saying like, this is what you have for me. Like, your plan is far away from my family. That's the punishment. Like, I don't know. You put me alone with the thing that you think that you know I love the most. And you know, what was his answer? A new family. Like, he sent me to you 1 week later. He gave me a new family. And I really feel that James is my brother. I really feel that Janine is my mom. I really feel that you are my aunt.
I was like, insulted when you first said that, but I'm accepting the aunt role now.
I was like,
we
can be friends, our sisters. I'm older.
We can be sisters too. We can be sisters too. Yeah. And he gave me Diana and Lena, my sisters, and Matt, and my husband's family, and my host kids. You know, like, he answered with that, not with a punishment.
So it was like more instead of less, instead of taking away. And I feel like that's what he does. He secretly gives you more.
And if he takes something from your life, he gives you the double.
Ooh, I love that. Ooh. I actually... That's interesting because it reminds me of, I went to confession one time and I was talking to this priest and he was from India and I was like kind of upset that he was the priest there at first because I was like, oh, I was like, I really just wanted to be like in and out, you know, I was like, I hope he doesn't talk to me. But of course he did end up talking to me. But what I found that was so beautiful that he said to me, I was telling him about a situation that was going on in my life and how there had been a falling out with a friend or whatever. And he was like, okay. He like looked at me and he was like, that's fine. He's like, you know, he said, when those types of things in life happen, when, for whatever reason, people go their separate ways, he's like, he raises up other people. He raises them up and you're never left disappointed. And he said, it's kind of like in the forest. He said, like, you know, where all the trees are, if one tree falls down, another kind of like rises up in the midst of the forest. And you may never know, but he's never outdone in generosity. It was just like such a beautiful lesson of, again, out with the old, in with the new. I make all things new.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. I like that.
And the out with the old, in with the new is like such a cliche.
It is. No, but it is. Thing,
but it's
and in the
so
middle,
true.
The middle. Between the old and the new, that is like huge time and space. That's the waiting season for me till you arrive to the new.
Yeah.
And that's a hard season too. Like the waiting season for me at, well, this year has been one. Like, but waiting, it's like transformation, you know, but it's necessary, but
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. But
I love the image of the forest. You know, I'm mm-hmm. not like a really huge nature person, but when he said that, and really I could see the other people that he was kind of like just putting in my life as like, you know, not replacements, just different season, different time, different mm-hmm. world, you know, yeah. but just as beautiful. Yeah.
And I think ones you least expect too, maybe mm-hmm. have thought of somebody. Mm-hmm. becoming a different person in your life or for a different role in the relationship. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, this is so yeah. cool, you know?
And it's that openness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the word role. And because you told me this like last week, I think the role that you have in the life of the others that he's going to put you around you. Like I have a role mm-hmm. in my life, in my friend's life mm-hmm. that I didn't even know that I was having that role mm-hmm. since they told me like, yeah, you made this in my life. And I was like, wow, I did this. Like, thanks God that using me to change someone's life. And then he puts you other people to change your life. Like you, mm-hmm. I've been growing fake thanks to you. Like he knew that I will need your role in my life mm-hmm. to grow, to learn from you. He knows like every choice that he makes in our life, mm-hmm. even when he takes something or even when he gives you something, there is a reason that you know in time. That's the hard part. But now I know a lot of things that he has given to me and the why. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to understand his path. Even the bad things mm-hmm. that I'm not agree with him, mm-hmm. I'm starting to understand, you know.
And trust a little bit more.
Yep.
And trust a little bit more.
Yep.
I feel it. I feel the movement towards the end of the episode.
Amen. And just take the new year as a huge open door to new things.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
Let him.
Amen.
Take the new year as a huge open door.
Absolutely beautiful. I love it.
Wow. Thanks, Eva.
Are you guys ready for your tiny miracles?
Woohoo. Yay. Janina starts because she said, guys, that she has 100. So I'm just excited to see the choice.
I have these tiny miracles and I feel like he's playing a joke on me. I'm not even joking. Like, I really do. So I have, it's my co-teacher again. She makes the most amazing cookies. And she was making them every year. And every year I would be like, oh, I cannot wait for those cookies. And I haven't had them for a couple of years. And in my mind, I was like saying to myself, I can't believe she hasn't made those cookies. You know, God forbid I would go ahead and make them myself. But I couldn't, even if I tried. And then like out of nowhere, she sends me this message that her daughter decided she wants the cookies. And she's like annoyed. She's complaining to me that she has to make the cookies. And all I could think was, yes, thank you, Jesus. You are giving me the cookies. And sure enough, she made them. And they were absolutely amazing. And then he gave me more cookies. It was the craziest thing. My son and his girlfriend decided they were going to have a day of baking. And they made like a million cookies. And then I work in my friend's office. And I went to my job, my second job. And sitting on the table was a thing of cookies for me. And I'm like, holy moly. I'm like, okay, enough is enough because I need to lose a little weight. I can't keep eating all these cookies. But yeah, so cookies.
Christmas calories don't
yeah.
count.
Okay, so my tiny miracle, it was this last week, I was feeling like not hurt and disconnected from him maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe because I couldn't be here because of the trip. I couldn't go to the prayer meeting. I don't know, but I was feeling like a little bit disconnected from him. And I prayed, I think it was Monday night, I prayed for just send me something, you know, interact with me. I don't know, Jesus, I want to feel you. And 1 hour later, Jose, hi Jose, he texts me like, hey, how are you? Like, it has been long. And I was like, yeah, how are you? And he said like, did you see the, how you say that?
The Percipio.
Yeah, you have to go, by the way. It's amazing. And I said, no, and I want to go. I was planning to go this week. And he said like, do you want to hang out with me? And I want to show it to you because I've been helping. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So I just spent my morning with him. Like, we spent 1 hour seeing that thing. I don't know the word.
The Percipio.
There. And then we spent, like, I'm not going to lie, like 2 hours sitting in an empty church, in our church, in front of the tabernacle. And we had this deep conversation about Jesus, about the crucifixion, about Passion of Christ, about Virgin Mary and the suffering, about trusting, about good and bad times, about being real. And the last sentence that he said to me was like, trust in him and let your voice be heard to the wall. And this impacted me, like, you know? And then this for me was a miracle because I spent just one morning, like the full morning with Jesus and him. And I was asking him, like, just interact with me. Like, feel, I want to feel you closer. And then the same day at night, Janine texted me, like, I was thinking about you, like, the full day. And he just told me to text you. And I was like, I was just waiting for her. You know what I mean? That message. And that night I was like, I'm really feeling her. And some things that she said that she didn't even know, Janine, there are things that I was talking with Jesus, you know? And it feels like, it felt like if he was talking to me through Jose and Janine. So for me, that. It was like a miracle that day. Yeah.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you guys think 1 week our tiny miracle could be Sunny sleeping the entire episode so we don't hear his ears,
Sunny is the background.
His whining, his little feet walking on the floor?
He's a sound
I
talk.
Mean, the inner rage when he makes noise, you guys would never know, but
he's a sound
it happens. Oh, I love you, Sunny. Yeah. Most days. My tiny miracle happened on Tuesday night. Big deal on Tuesday.
I'm wondering if that's when my co-teacher mentioned the cookies.
I'm so curious about this. It really might be. Anyway,
dun, dun, dun.
So I had this plan for my afternoon. In fact, I had a plan for my week. This is what I was going to do Monday after work. This is what I was going to do Tuesday after work. And neither day worked out. And I was okay. Like, you know, sometimes I don't do well with changing plans. It kind of, I like, you know, kind of like order. And, so it was fine, you know, I took Sunny for a walk and then, okay, this is my, I'm going to go for a walk and then I'm going to get my car and I'm going to go meet Janine at the church and we're going to check out the Percipio. And I took Sunny on a walk and they're redoing the sidewalks on my block and Sunny was filled with mud. And for some reason, the frustration that I had to spend 5 more minutes cleaning off his paws so he didn't ruin my new furniture in the house just sent me into like a rage. And I was like, this, I'm supposed to be at church. And like, really, there's no time limit. What am I rushing for? And I got in the car and I was just like, Jesus, I'm sorry, but I'm so mad. Like, I'm so frustrated. And it was supposed to work out this way. And I was like, I feel like I just need a little miracle or just a little something from you. And I drove under the underpass of the highway and the entire sky in that moment just lit up pink, gray, like every beautiful sunset color just appeared. And just for a moment, because I drove like another like 1,000 feet and it was gone. And it was just like that one moment and I was like, all is right in the world. Like, it's just, yep. It was just, the sky was just this little tiny miracle for me. And it changed everything, you know, just let me see, get me out of my
I need to say little something. Blinders. I need to say something because this week you said about this full mix of colors. And in the last episode, I said that for me, like, God is symbolized with the rainbow, like the Bible says. And I used to like to think about it. And this week when I remember I was with my husky, Emily. And I was walking and in my mind, I was thinking like, Jesus, are you there? I was in my own thoughts and I was like, Jesus, are you there? Are you there? And suddenly she said, oh, Yvette, look, a rainbow. And I just turned around and said, where? And I didn't see any rainbow. And she, oh, I thought that wasn't rainbow. I said, you really saw a rainbow? And she said, yeah, I promise. I'm not lying. I said, I believe you.
Oh, I love that.
I believe you. Oh, just great. In that second when I was like, Jesus, are you there? And she said, it's a rainbow. The rainbow was never there, I think. But I believe there. She saw it.
At least she snapped you out of that for the moment.
Yeah. So look for the rainbows. Look for the sky. Look for all those things that maybe might make things new for you.
Yeah.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you all for listening. I can't wait for 2025.
Yes.
Let's keep growing.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share if you enjoyed this episode or if you feel like it's helped you at all. It really helps us when you share it and when you like it and when you subscribe.
And remember, new year, new huge open door.
Yes.
Amen.
We encourage you to keep listening to this podcast, and
we won't be perfect. We promise you that.
Yeah.
And we just want to let you know that you are welcome here in your imperfections and in your inability to maybe feel like you deserve love. You're just welcome. Everyone, anywhere, any place.
Welcome home, people.
Welcome home.